plant with the beat. I have no sense of rhythm.
Yeah, you're way off. Hi, welcome in.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Thanks for being here.
Good to be on Cemetery Talk.
Yeah, you liked it?
I think you were wronged in that segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
When's the last time you visited a cemetery, though? Voluntarily.
But do you live where one... I have to go by it every single day. It's attached to my neighborhood. I mean, it's
the neighborhood cemetery?
No, it's...
But that's part of the HOA that you have to be buried there?
Not that. I'm just saying.
It gets a discount.
On a no-outlet street, there's one way to turn in, and you have to drive by the cemetery.
Yeah.
It is...
Do you always hold your breath when you go by? That's...
No.
Like a superstition.
I used to when I was younger. But now I don't care. I'll inhale those spirits.
Yeah, I think that...
like American ones?
Yes.
Is that what you smoked? Did you ever smoke?
No.
Didn't I thought smoke. You did.
You look like a cigarette smoker,
you
though.
You do.
You do. No offense. But
yeah, yeah, no offense. Teeth and but you look like you're suffering from some kind of cigarette smoking disease.
Thanks.
I mean, no offense.
Well, I'm not offended.
But
today is obviously a day it needs
to be. Some cemeteries are really nice and pretty and peaceful.
And shaded.
And shaded.
Thank you.
Correct. Although you did have one weird phrase when you were discussing it. I wasn't looking for an untreed place.
Oh, unshade. I said unshade.
Unshaded place.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. It's really hot outside right now.
But do you exercise in cemeteries, or what is it that you're doing?
I jog, and I just jog.
You're running across the graves. That's a little taunting of the dead.
I stay on the pathways. I would never step on a grave. Which I will say, by the way. I think the pathway goes over some graves, because some of the tombstones, I'm like, there's no way there's a person in there. Like, you must be under the concrete.
Well, they may be footstones. Feet stones. What do you call them?
When like they not put at the top of their head?
Yeah, when you put the marker down at the bottom.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
I thought it was always at your head.
No, that's a footstone. There's a different term for it. I just
it's not
think
a tombstone?
It. It's still on the tomb, yes. But it's not a headstone.
Okay, it's not a headstone.
Now, is this one of those cemeteries, sure? Which I like, the old school cemetery that has you can have a monument sticking up out of the ground.
There's a few of those.
You know, because there's a lot of cemeteries that have gone to the flat. You can only put flat ones there so they can mow it easier.
Yes.
And in the long run, those stay in better condition.
Okay, so what about the people that are mowing that have to walk the mower over the ground?
That's their job.
Yeah, that's their job.
Oh,
the dead
okay.
Forgive them.
Yeah, they're okay.
I would never walk over a grave like that.
See, I think that's overrated. I think you can step on a grave and it's fine.
Yeah, because
it's not like
you're
stomping on the grave. You're merely walking across a grave to pay respects to someone else or to look at their grave and contemplate that person's life. And
that's true.
I think that's stupid.
And if you go to a funeral, most of the time in that little plot, when they set up the chairs and everything, they're setting it up over a bunch of other graves. And
yes.
Stuff.
Yeah, I think you're good there.
What if you're just running, trying to burn calories, though? Like, respect's not really at the top of your mind.
When you're just trying to work on your body so that you can get laid, that doesn't seem as respectful of the dead people in the cemetery.
I stay on the car path where the cars are, and then sometimes I walk on the little path between them to go just look and see.
And you look at their names, too?
I look at their names.
While you're running.
No,
this was your big claim, was that I go there and contemplate our world wars. And you're doing that while you're running by the graves?
I've gone into the mausoleum a couple of times, and that's just to
cool off from after you've been running.
While you're listening to Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah.
Laughing at line
your
four guy.
Your story falls apart when examined.
Really thinking about life's big problems.
I felt bad laughing out loud yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But the joke was hilarious, and I laughed, and I was like, man, I'm in the middle of a cemetery.
I think that's fine. I think the dead appreciate humor.
I hope so. I just don't see. I'm not doing anything.
Why don't you just embrace it? Like, you don't have to apologize. Just embrace it. You and the wife should go play like cemetery bingo. Like you get Thompson and Johnson or something like that, and just see who can find the names first. Like play some cemetery bingo.
It's kind of fun.
Or you pick one unusual last name and say, okay, if we find that last name in the cemetery, the two of us will christen this
Bort
area, and do a life affirming marital act.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Now that's respect.
That is
true respect for real Americans.
But, okay, regardless of whether or not I am jogging through the cemetery.
Sorry to lead you guys back into cemetery
talk. No, we're good with it.
It's
the best thing we've done.
Are you never curious? Because I did walk around the other cemetery that I wouldn't run in because there's no shade, but it said there's a historical marker on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and read the historical marker, and then I walked around looking to see how old some of the graves were.
Yeah, I do all that same stuff.
Okay,
I love cemeteries. Put that on my bragging montage.
Because I do get curious. I don't know why.
I wonder about all those people's lives. And
like, what was life back when they got buried there in 1874? What was around that they have over the years? Houses have grown, and now there's a road right there. And
I always think about it because a lot of times I'll be at the cemetery, and I'm like the only person there in some old cemetery. Because when I'm like driving through the country and everything, I'll see an old cemetery. I'll stop and walk through the cemetery and look at the names and... And I think that's fascinating.
I do too, and I also think it's interesting.
I don't run through it working on my bod like you, but
that was my point of contention as well.
But I always think of, similar to what you just said, was that every one of these graves, there was a funeral service that happened right here. And there were people standing all around this grave as they were burying their loved ones. What was that scene like?
But
1890 and 1912 and
where were their carriages?
Aren't there low points though? Like if you see like someone that didn't live that long,
en route to
seeing like the war vet and stuff, you're seeing like, oh man,
I know there's like, they have in a lot of cemeteries, there's baby land where
baby land.
You avoid that, right?
I haven't noticed that. I've noticed some.
He uses it for motivation.
Single-digit ages that are buried in there. Yes. I'm like, oh, I got to run faster to get through this part.
He's like, yeah, I beat you.
Hide.
Better than you.
But I do think it's interesting.
You could walk faster than you could have crawled.
And plus, I think it's interesting when you see someone that died and you wonder, I'm thinking of this person, and in a way,
yeah, you wish you
their legacy is living on because I'm having
a fun. Bow the head? Like, are you?
No, he didn't do that.
I just read their grave, and I think, wonder what they did for a living.
Probably not as cool a job as mine.
Well, that's true. I mean, this would have been before
they
Marconi
weren't a talk show
it.
Host.
Yeah, what'd they do? Would they make shoes or something? They were cobblers.
How many radio stations did they work at?
Probably zero. Radio didn't
exist back
then. They
ever talked about the Crimson Tide on radio? Doubt it.
I bet there's a general store they worked in.
Bet they wish they saw the Rangers win World Series.
Probably sold molasses.
They were all farmers or they were general store owners that sold molasses.
Exactly.
Those were the only two jobs back then.
What else was there? Blacksmith?
Yeah, I guess you could be a smithy.
Whoa.
You could be a horse person. What do you call those?
A farrier?
Is that what they're called?
A horse person? Yeah, are you talking like a centaur?
People that did horse stuff. That made
what horse, is horse stuff,
Mr. Hands?
Horseshoes and
oh my!
The guy at the stable,
like a blacksmith.
Oh, I have your
here
horse.
Here comes Orb.
I'll feed
it
Orb hay and stuff,
like a farmer.
Like how we take our cars like to get service. Didn't people take their
an
horses?
Equestrian rancher?
Horse mechanic? Is that what you're describing?
Yeah,
right
horse
now?
Mechanic. That's no, what you're thinking. There,
what do you call those?
Horse
people?
Transmission service guy.
There we go.
A jockey.
A jockey.
Not a jockey.
A
guy who ran the stable that when you took your horse to get fed and
did they try to rip you off like the places now? Like they look at the shoe and they're like, you know
he's
what? You really need to replace
polo.
This whole thing.
You're talking about polo, yeah.
No. I'm talking about the horse guy. You guys know who I'm talking about.
A farrier. I think it's a farrier. Or is that just a person who does horses?
I thought
shoes,
that was
the
guy
hooves.
That was in charge of the ferry that got you across the river.
No, that's a ferry man.
I don't know this term.
The best part of this whole thing is that he showed someone that was co-signing him that went to cemeteries, and he showed a picture of the tombstone. It was Babe Ruth's. It was George Herman Ruth's. He's like, see, this guy does the same thing.
Gordon, you've been to Lee Harvey's.
I have never
site,
been
right?
to Lee Harvey's gravesite.
Where what is about?
I've been to Mickey Mantle's several times.
Okay. Bonnie
speaking
and Clyde.
Of famous
Bonnie and Clyde are buried
New York Yankees.
Here.
Yeah, they are.
Up off 75, right?
Of course you know where it
where
is.
Where are they buried?
Is one of them buried over West Side Trinity Groves and the other one's buried up off 75 somewhere, like Walnut Hill and 75?
Oh, you seem to know an awful lot.
Well, he runs by them.
Where is Lee Harvey buried?
He's buried in Rose Hill Cemetery in Fort Worth, I think.
Okay.
Cockrell Hill, maybe? I don't know if that's true.
What, Bonnie and Clyde? Cockrell Hill?
The Cockrell Hill part, yeah.
Yeah, that may be right. Sounds about right.
I just, cemeteries are interesting places. Like, what
they
do
are.
They do?
No, what
they
if they're going? I think they may be going away though. What like, I think more and more people are choosing to be cremated.
Yes. Or liquefied.
Do you know what you're going to do yet? Have y'all thought about this?
I've decided for Matt, I'm going to liquefy him.
Now, what do they call it? Aquamation? Where you get pulverized by water or something and they turn you into water?
What the hell are you talking about, young man?
Come on, man. I'm
big water.
Pulverized by water.
A gentle process that uses water
it
instead
sounds
of
gentle.
Fire.
Pulverized by water.
Yeah, an eco-friendly
to return a body back to Mother Nature.
It's an eco-friendly
it's
alternative
aquamation.
To flame
it sounds
cremation.
Expensive, man.
So what do they do?
They aquify you, I guess. It says that
well, nature does that.
It's referred
over time.
To as alkaline hydrolysis.
Nailed it.
It's an alkaline water solution, slowly and gently breaks down the body into a powder-like substance similar to cremated ashes. So the heat of the water is between 200 and 300 degrees, and the process takes 6 to 20 hours.
Yes, science!
And this is shorter to cremate people?
This is from Aquamation.
Of course, that's from Big Aquamation. They're going to want you to believe that.
It's called Cremation Alternatives from Better Place Forests. So I guess
they got a shout out.
You could go water.
There you go.
A tree with yourself.
How much does this cost? Can you look that up?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's got to be expensive.
There's also the placenta tree
much less
type
expensive.
Thing where they put you in the ground. They make you into compost, or maybe they just put you in the ground and then put an acorn on top of you, and then you nourish the tree. And so a tree grows up, and that's you.
Oh, so that's you?
Yeah.
So you live on forever?
Yeah, you turn into a tree.
Now
well,
that, okay,
you live on
this?
Until...
That sounds awesome.
So, until one of your branches starts threatening a structure, and then they cut the whole thing down.
I could do that. That would be cool. Apparently, the Mayo Clinic has used water cremation for years when it receives body donations. The average cost is $3,000.
Okay.
Which is about the average cost of cremation.
Cremation's $3,000?
What it says.
Do you think they're real specific on cremation? I thought I saw like something where they basically just grab all the ashes and just
that.
Throw it in there, and it's like it's really not even your ashes.
Yeah.
Like there's no way they're separating that out.
Now, I've said that on the air before, and somebody schooled me on it. Some people said, no, there's all kinds of regulations and everything to where they have to do it by the book, and you have to get the proper ashes to the people. And
are those the only things we can do? Aquamation, cremation, burial, and acorn thing?
There's some kind of mushroom thing. They can let mushrooms eat you. That like fungimation. Look up that.
Like cordyceps?
Yeah. Look it up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, something like that.
No way.
I'm telling you, there
that.
Is. You can also donate. You know, Texas is home to one of the
Crunchy
nation's
roll
biggest
comes
body
up.
Farms. You heard of those?
No. What do that do? Where they harvest your organs and stuff?
I want to say this is out near San Antonio or somewhere.
Body farm?
Yeah, but body farms, they leave bodies out in the wild.
Oh, gosh.
And then they monitor the process of the breakdown of the body for science. And they look at predation. They look at how long it takes for the elements to consume you. And
yeah, this is a
now,
thing.
Is there a chance you just get eaten up, though?
Yeah.
They're not going to stop that, right?
That's I don't think they the stop it. Yeah, buzzards can get at you. Coyotes can drag your arm off.
The New York Times
stuff
did
it in someone's mailbox.
It's called My Afterlife on the Body Farm.
There you go. Isn't it somewhere in Texas?
San Marcos.
There you go.
There you go. Your stomping grounds. You're a Hall of Famer there.
Where Tennessee State is.
Probably get a discount.
Nothing wrong with that.
A discount to the body farm.
Yeah, the Texas State discount to the body
the
farm.
It's Forensic Anthropology Research Facility.
Yes.
Wild, a 26-acre outdoor human decomposition research lab at Texas State.
We should do a remote there.
Perfect. Look at you.
Yes.
I'm in for that.
Let's do a remote. Free donuts, everything.
I would do that. Man, how did they... I got to find out more about this. It's home to about 50 human corpses donated to the thing.
Look how excited he is.
Man, I could be buried where I went to
college. Corpse 51.
Okay.
You know a guy
I think
there.
I know what I want to be.
Make a call.
This may change my shot in a space
and then
idea.
P1s can go out there and they can aquamation you and turn the fire hose on you.
Okay.
Try to turn you back into...
I'm glad you turned me on to this. I'm going to research this.
It is fascinating that we have that facility because I'm telling you, it's like the world-class facility in body farming.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Huh. They are kept into perpetuity. And then they after you, I guess...
So the vultures are done.
Yeah. Then they take you... And you are given to the, into the permanent
you're
Texas
awarded.
State.
I think they have a raffle. Your,
Texas
your
state
remains are awarded.
Donated skeletal collection. Mm-hmm. This collection of documented modern skeletal remains will form the basis of future research. So they keep
that's
your
generic,
skeletons.
But yes. Yeah, they keep your skeleton.
Huh.
Sometimes
cool.
They put like little motors on your skeleton and they reanimate it.
So I could be turned into an animatronic eventually.
Yeah, and you'll walk into elementary school classes. Hello, kid. There's a little voice box
hey,
thingy.
Look
at this. This is what the human skeleton looks like.
Look at me. That's
you on the front row. I'm going to haunt you. No, I'm just kidding.
My clavicle was fractured once. Do you see the scar?
I used to run through cemeteries to look hotter.
It would have worked, but now I'm just a bag of bones. And all the little kids
roll tide.
All right, throw up the signal.
All right, there you go.
We got a roll tide out of Gordon.
Yes.
Skeleton Gordon gave us a roll tide.
Body farm. Body farm.
Yes, I love
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
I'm a body farm man.
What cemetery topics next? Since that's all you guys talk about, apparently.
Speaking of the dead, the Rangers next.